Remember 600-year-old Moses when you think that your usefulness is ended at the age of 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. There's still a great work for you to do, whatever your age or condition. Believe it and look to God to show it to you. A part of my ministry as a pastor is the spiritual care of the aged. Sometimes I go to be a blessing to them and find they're a greater blessing to me. It is never a give but not receive situation when you minister to God's senior saints, for it seems that many of God's older children take on an even more likeness to our Lord as they draw nearer to the time to go be with Him. But not every Christian lives in victory as physical strength wanes and activities become more restricted. Some who have been active for many years serving God and their church grow concerned that they cannot continue as they were. And occasionally I hear one say, "I just don't know why the Lord leaves me here. I can't be as active as I was and can't serve Him as I desire. I wish the Lord would take me home." Now, why does the Lord not answer that desire? Why does He leave here people who are not able to be as active as they were in former years? Well, He has a divine reason. When you look in the Bible, you find many of God's senior people making their greatest contributions after old age has come. When you look in your own generation, you will find many elderly people who are making a profound contribution to the kingdom of God. Many a church today is undergirded spiritually by the maturity and ministry of her senior members. How much we would lose if we were suddenly bereft of God's older children. Consider those persons so infirm in body as to be confined to home or even to bed. Is there no ministry for them to render to God and to their loved ones? Oh, yes, there is. They can have a great ministry, perhaps even a greater ministry than when they were active and strong. They are not able to be as active physically as the younger people are, that is true. But their very forced inactivity gives them hours for prayer on behalf of those who still have strength of body and mind. I encourage our senior saints to keep a list of persons or needs and to spend extended time in daily prayer on behalf of each one. God hears and answers the prayer of the elderly as well as the younger. He's looking for intercessors who will see the needs of the world and the church, who will take those needs upon their heart and come before the throne with requests for divine intervention. The prophet Isaiah said God wonders why there are so few intercessors in the face of the great need of the world. If all the elderly Christians in our nation would commit to a ministry of prayer for revival, for instance, we would see a spiritual revolution take place in our nation and around the world. Yes, the elderly have a blessed potential in changing the world through prayer. And that's only one way they can continue to serve God in sunset years. Genesis chapter 5 is a genealogy of the family of Seth, the righteous son of Adam and Eve. Over and over there you read the statement, "So-and-so lived so many years and begat so-and-so." Thus, 9 generations are counted in human history. But in the midst of that genealogy, the list is interrupted when Enoch is mentioned. Suddenly the text reads, "Enoch walked with God 300 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now what's so surprising about that account? Well, it reports that Enoch walked with God until he was 365 years old. Who says that a person loses contact with God when he or she becomes elderly? Not so. You can keep walking with God as long as there is conscious breath in your body. Consider what Enoch teaches us. 1, we can walk with God. Enoch did. 2, we can walk with God in the worst of times, for Enoch walked with God in the wicked generation just before Noah's flood. 3, we can walk with God in all stages of life from youth to our final day, for Enoch did. 4, we can walk with God until He takes us to Himself. Enoch did, and God's senior children can do the same today. God does not desert the older person. On the contrary, He seems to draw nearer as He prepares to call them to His presence in heaven. That's what Enoch teaches us. It is a lesson which both young and old need to receive. Genesis chapter 6 through 9 reports the life and work of Moses. Now you remember the sacred record of how the human race became so wicked that God resolved to destroy mankind from the face of the earth. He brought a judgment by flood of waters. The whole human race would have been exterminated had it not been for an elderly man. Noah was warned of God that judgment was coming in the form of a flood of waters. Moved by faith, Noah built an ark as God had instructed him and saved his household. The significant fact about Noah in the light of our study is that he was 600 years old when he entered that ark that he had built. Then he lived before the Lord for the next 3.5 centuries, dying when he was 950 years old. His greatest work for God was done in the last 1/3 of his life, between the ages of 600 and 950 years. It can be so with older people today, thank God. Remember 600-year-old Moses when you think that your usefulness is ended at the age of 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. There's still a great work for you to do, whatever your age or condition. Believe it and look to God to show it to you. Then be faithful in whatever ministry He opens to you. The book of Exodus is largely an account of the life and work of Moses. Now you remember how God used him to deliver the Hebrew nation from their bondage in Egypt and to bring them into their inheritance in Palestine. But take special note, however, that Moses did not begin his life work until he was 80 years old, and he did not complete it until he was 120 years old. Like Noah, the greatest work of his life was done in the last 1/3 of his life. God set his own timetable for Moses to work, delaying it 40 years longer than Moses wanted it to be. But when God was ready to deliver Israel, he used a man whom he had qualified for that work. Now God still uses the elderly as well as the younger in his kingdom. Believe it and look for what you can do in answer to the prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Come now to the New Testament and meet Anna and Simeon. They are introduced to us in Luke chapter 2. The sacred record does not tell us Simeon's age. We understand that he was an elderly man who had waited long for God to send the Messiah. It does report that Anna was of great age. Those two had a spiritual insight that younger people of their generation did not have. Mary and Joseph came to present their baby Jesus to God and to offer the appropriate sacrifice at that dedication. Now, while others went about their customary acts of worship, Anna and Simeon realized that the little son of that carpenter and his wife was the long-awaited Savior. They had more insight than anyone else. They recognized God's work and rejoiced when no other person knew the miracle had happened. Well, God speaks to older people. God ministers through older people. They must never disparage themselves as if they're useless to Him. They must never be set aside by those younger than they. The aged have a great contribution to make. God is not finished with a single one until He calls that one into His personal presence through the doorway of death. Father, thank You that we never become too old or too feeble to be used in the work of Your kingdom on earth. Forgive us for looking at our own physical resources as if that was all You have available. Thank You for enabling us and using us until we stand in Your presence in eternity. We vow to be faithful and available through all of life. In Jesus' name, amen.